www.thecaregiver.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Presidential nominees Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump accusing each other of racism.
Hillary Clinton is going to try and accuse this campaign and all of you of being racists, which we're not.
And indeed, hours after Trump says that at a rally in New Hampshire, at a rally in Nevada, Clinton says this of Trump.
A man with a long history of racial discrimination.
Also yesterday, Donald Trump met with minority leaders in New York City, as we hear from Scott Pringle.
Oz Sultan works for the American Muslim community in Harlem, and he says Donald Trump has won his support. And in this meeting, Trump asked a ton of questions on issues facing America, and he's looking for feedback for his agenda.
Not just with Muslim communities, but to engage with Latino communities, to engage with African-American communities.
But protesters outside think this engagement is just Trump pandering for votes.
This is USA Radio News.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Thanks to a ruling in a case brought by Judicial Watch, the State Department has until early next month to release some additional Hillary Clinton emails. Mike Fortier has some details.
The new emails were not among those disclosed during the year-long investigation into Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. The emails will be released starting on September 13th.
The head of the company that makes EpiPens is defending drug prices after accusations of price gouging. Mylan CEO Heather Bresch telling CNBC that she's, quote, running a business. Bresch said her company spent hundreds of millions of dollars improving EpiPens after acquiring the allergy treatment device from a German drug maker. The company now offering a savings card to reduce the out-of-pocket cost for patients by about $300, but it's not lowering the list price. The move coming amid growing public outrage after the price of that product zoomed from about $100 to over $600 in less than 10 years. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Authorities near Durant, Mississippi, investigating the murders of two Catholic nuns stabbed to death in their home. The two nuns found dead yesterday by a co-worker who had gone to check on them after they didn't show up to their jobs at a medical clinic. Police say they're treating it as a robbery that escalated to murder, but they're considering all possible motives. So far, no arrests have been made. Brazilian police are charging American Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte for lying about getting robbed during the Rio Olympic Games. A police spokesman saying Lochte should be deposed in the U.S., and a transcript will then be sent to the International Olympic Committee, which can forward it on to Brazilian authorities. Well, at least commuters on New York City's D train last night didn't have to experience what happened the night before. Sharon Reed has details.
People began tweeting out their horror from the train when a woman released a box of crickets and worms that she'd been trying to sell to people Wednesday evening. The worms fell to the train's floor, but the crickets went flying onto everybody. And that's when the woman and many subway commuters began screaming. Someone pulled the emergency brake, stopping the train on the Manhattan Bridge for several long, creepy minutes. The Daily News reports police eventually brought the woman to a Brooklyn hospital for psychiatric observation.
And again, that's Sharon Reed reporting. And today's National Dog Day. The ASPCA says to own a small dog, it costs over $1,300 a year. And to own a big one, it costs over $1,800. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
So we thank them. So if we go, we'll definitely stop by and say hi.
Yes.
Georgia Muse of the Friends was the figurehead in Spearhead.
I don't know. You always just, I learned that word from you.
Spearhead in this fair.
Endeavor.
I didn't want to use endeavor for some reason. I was trying to think of another word. I have a little bit of a summer cold, so I realize you don't think clearly when you're even a little bit off. It's funny. My daughter and I play Jeopardy sometimes at night. We tape the Jeopardies and watch them. Mm-hmm. And when I have like a cold like this, I can't think straight. Isn't it weird?
It is.
Maybe that's an excuse I use for my whole school career.
I am not. You've like, set me up for the perfect, and I'm not doing it.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm not. I can't do it to you.
Why?
I just can't.
I would have done it to you. You know
I know.
I
know. But I'll give you a chance in a second. Before we talk about library things, I just want to give a shout out to Morgan, who's listening today. It was so nice to see him Monday night.
Oh, yeah. What did you and Morgan do?
We went and had a birthday dinner with our other listener, Gene.
Where?
At the Golden Corral in Bensalem, where Gene lives.
Has Morgan ever stepped foot in Hunterdon County? Why don't you have her come have dinner in Hunterdon County once?
Morgan has driving issues.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
And the weather forecast for the Huntington County area starts today with mostly sunny skies, a high near 92 degrees and northwesterly winds around 8 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear and a low around 63 degrees and north winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny skies, a high near 90. North winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming light and variable in the afternoon. Saturday night, we continue with mostly clear skies and a low around 63 and light southeasterly winds. On Sunday, the sunny skies continue with a high near 88 and calm winds becoming southeasterly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies, a low around 66, but you can start your work week on Monday with mostly sunny skies again and a high near 88.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You are listening to Hands Across Huntington, Huntington Helplines Radio Show. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Helpline, and want to welcome you to the show this morning on this beautiful, beautiful sunny day. Temperature's okay, not too hot, according to me, of course. Other people might think they might be a little hot, but the humidity is down, so that's really nice. It's going to be a fabulous weekend, according to the weather report, so I hope that everyone has something, at least one thing this weekend, even if they have to work, that they have to look forward to. It's so important that, you know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, a cranky boy, and certainly not a happy one. So I'm hoping that each and every one of you out there has something planned for this weekend that at least takes in the beautiful sun rays on a not-so-humid weekend, hopefully. Again, you're listening to Hands Across Huntington, Huntington Helpline Show. We call it Hands Across Huntington because we like to give a shout-out to all the people, businesses, nonprofits, for-profits that are doing something in our area to make a difference and to assist with residents or bring economic development to the area, because that is where we get our jobs for those people who are in need of being employed, but also appropriately employed instead of underemployed. And, you know, we really give a shout out to everybody who does something, even on a daily basis. And there are plenty of you out there who are, in fact, doing something on a daily basis to give back, pay it forward, just be part of the community in a positive way. And so we're always grateful, and we're always looking for people and, like I said, organizations who are doing that. We are involved in a lot of different committees and councils in Huntington County. As Huntington Helpline, 47-year-old institution, 24/7, 365 days, giving any caller at any time of day or night a solution to whatever challenge is facing them. And of course, we know all the other organizations in the area so that we can, in fact, refer a caller to them. So when we sit on these committees and councils, I hope that we bring quite a bit of expertise, not just about Helpline, but about what the other organizations are in fact doing in the area and what the focus is from each of them, but also what the needs are in the community. And we are participating in the Hunterdon County Community Needs Assessment program or charge, if you will, that the Freeholders has given all of the providers under the Health Services Advisory Council, HASAC, because Human Services Advisory Council, because the Freeholders are interested in knowing what are the needs of their residents and are they being met? And if not, what can they do to definitely meet those needs or tweak the programs and services that we currently provide so that they are more successful? It's been extremely interesting to serve on this committee with everyone else sitting around the table. And I want to discuss that a little bit as we go forward. We're going to take a short break with some of our sponsors' messages, and then we'll be back and talk further about the Hunterdon County Community Needs Assessment.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax. If you're coming into the listening audience right now, I started to talk about the community needs assessment that the Freeholders has charged the Human Services Advisory Council with, and it's been quite an interesting process. And I thought I would talk about that a little bit because eventually, hopefully by October 1, you may be asked to fill out a survey that asks questions about the resources in the county for social services, human services needs, and whether they are meeting your needs and are accessible, so that we can determine if the programs and services that currently exist are meeting the needs of our residents or they need to be tweaked, or maybe there's a program out there that has not been included. So it's been very, very interesting to do this work. We are currently working on the survey But around the table are providers from all sorts of areas. We've got Hunterdon Prevention Resources, Fisherman's Mark, Catholic Charities. We have, of course, Hunterdon Helpline. Casa Shaw. We have, who else? We have the Hunterdon Healthcare Systems sitting at the table. Also, obviously, government personnel as well. The Human Services Administrator of Hunterdon County, Christine Hammerstone, is sitting at the table, as well as Denise Childers, who's facilitating everything, which is wonderful. She's doing an incredible job and in keeping us on the straight and narrow. Carmel Gettings of the Family Success Center. So, Caroline Scott of United Way. I don't want to leave her out either. There's a few others, and I apologize, but you know who you are, and your work is appreciated along with everyone else's, because we're really trying to bring our expertise about our clients, about the needs, and so forth to this survey so that we know exactly what questions we should be asking, and that's pretty important. But more important than us creating the survey is you answering the survey. So I hope in October, should you have the opportunity to fill one out, and you only get one chance, it is anonymous, that you do so, because we want to see what's going on in Hunterdon County. Hats off to the freeholders for giving us this charge, because every year they put out requests for proposals for their grants, whether they be for senior programs, for substance use programs, for mental health counseling. I mean, the gamut goes on and on and on. But this information is going to help them discern if those monies are wisely spent, of course, first and foremost, or perhaps if more monies are needed, or tweaking of programs and services, as I said before, is needed, or if we are just a bunch of success stories. And I know that we have those success stories, but nothing's ever perfect. So it's always a pleasure being Hunterdon Helpline, the 24/7 helpline in our county, offering homelessness, shelter, utility assistance, navigating the system to find the answers and the organizations that can help with family issues, with mental health and physical health issues, employment resources, and just even compassionate listening when somebody is just on the edge given the challenges that they are facing. So it's wonderful to sit around that table, first of all, to collaborate with the other organizations that I know do fabulous work, but also to be updated on the work that they are doing, and also what their vision is, what their mission is, what they feel is being a successful endeavor, and what we can change for the better. So it is very, very interesting, because while we're in the midst of things and doing our job, you know, we're very eager to help someone, but things change. Things are changing all the time, whether it's in the nonprofit industry or the for-profit industry, and we constantly have to sort of upgrade our perspective, our challenges, meet those challenges with new programs, new services, or better programs and services. So we're always doing that at Helpline because I'll give you an example. The senior population today is not the same senior population of my grandmother's generation. Senior population today tends to be a little more active, more involved in the community, and also is aging and is still functioning and doing its thing at the ages of 89, 90, we have people who are clients of our telephone reassurance program or our friendly visitor program who still get out. They go to the senior centers. We have one person who is a knitting addict, and not only does she have her small business at 92 years of age, but she's teaching other people to knit at the senior center and also the Edna Mann Correctional Facility. So that's well, like, wow, somebody in their 90s, active, doing that, etc. And of course, we have our seniors who are homebound. So by talking to people who are in their way helping in a different direction, we get to see different things that they're doing that could possibly work for our program. And there's always collaboration. We collaborate extensively with Meals on Wheels, and volunteer guardianship one-on-one comes to mind. Some of the other senior programs and services at the Division of Seniors, Disabilities and Veterans that is under the auspices of Hunterdon County. So again, looking at those community needs, especially when one population is rising over the other, and certainly our senior population is, our immigrant population is. And we just had in the area the other night, Jack Cuss Jr. gave a presentation on his plans for downtown Flemington. And we know that part of those plans are to attract millennials that we are losing, but also want to bring into Hunterdon County, who never thought of living in Hunterdon County before. So these populations are very different, and very interesting conversation when you talk to the service providers of who is their client. You know, what is the average age? People are always surprised that, you know, we shelter the homeless folks for Hunterdon County and Somerset County when they close for the day. And we have a very large population of single men who are over 60 years of age. So, again, eye-openers as far as some of the things that we're talking about. And, of course, with substance use in our county, unfortunately, we have a heroin epidemic. And so, again, looking at that survey that we're sending out to all of you to fill out in October, the questions really need to reflect that. Do you think that there is a heroin epidemic here in the county? Do you see the changing face of Hunterdon County through the different demographics that are changing over time? Very interesting, incredibly interesting. So the bottom line, though, is how do we get that information out to you? And we're going to have a variety of creative ways so that hopefully we don't miss anyone, because everybody's information is important. And again, it's anonymous, so you don't have to worry about that. But I think that we need to also understand, again, what you tell us so that we can improve. We can not just improve from the overall Hunterdon County's review of what they're funding and so forth, but individually as a individual nonprofit working here in the county trying to help people across a multitude of programs. You know, we do literacy, we have the Division of Seniors and Disabilities, we have our connectivity program, and of course the 24/7 helpline. Always a need to improve. So hearing back from you is very, very important, and also sharing with the other people around the table. It's just a worthwhile investment of my time. Really to be sitting there with the other directors and folks who are working daily to bring much needed services to our county. We also are looking at transportation and accessibility when it comes to these issues, because we may have a fantastic program or service, but Is it accessible? Can a person access them? Can a person get out of their house and get there, for instance, if they don't have their own car? Or if they have problems walking, as in the case of our seniors, is the link sufficient to provide transportation to some of these programs and services? Can they be accessed by simply walking from one place to the other? So you can put on a lot of programs and services, but if they're not accessible, what's the point? And obviously, you know, you're not reaching as many people as you should be. So accessibility of these programs and services has also been discussed and will be included on that survey as well. We're going to take a break now and come back with some other wonderful things that are going on in the county.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After calling Hillary Clinton a bigot the night before, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says yesterday that he knew Clinton was going to come back and call him a racist.
When Democratic policies fail, they are left with only this one tired argument.
And after Trump launches that preemptive strike earlier in the day in Nevada, a few hours later, Hillary Clinton does say of Trump,
he is taking hate groups mainstream and helping a radical fringe take over the Republican Party.
A federal judge saying jumping over the White House fence is not free speech. Lawyers for a man who did so last Thanksgiving said he did it to call attention to deficiencies in the Constitution. The judge rejected the argument, saying that that act was a serious and dangerous one that put multiple lives at risk. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever come home from work to find out that the power's out? You reach the power company and they inform you that it'll be out for another 8 hours. Panic sets in. You've been told to prepare for this before. Bottled water, radio, flashlight, easy to prepare meals. And for the next 8 hours, everyone is on edge. No AC, no TV, no hot dinner tonight. What will happen to your family if this same situation were to last 2 days, a week, or even a month? This is Colonel Rusty Humphreys to tell you about Heaven's Harvest. Heaven's Harvest has long-term storable food and water products that will ensure your family's well-being through any man-made or natural disaster. Don't wait for the power to go out. Go to HeavensHarvest.com and secure your family's well-being today. That's HeavensHarvest.com or call 800-516-4773. Again, 800-516-4773. HeavensHarvest.com. Use promo Rusty and receive free shipping. HeavensHarvest.com. That's HeavensHarvest.com.
And the weather forecast for today begins with these beautiful sunny skies and nice temperatures in the 80s. We have low humidity and northwesterly winds around 8 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies and a low around 63 degrees. North winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny skies and a high near 90. It looks like it's going to be a great weekend with north winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming light and variable. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 63. And calm winds. Sunday, sunny skies and a high near 88 degrees, calm winds becoming southerly between 5 and 7 miles in the afternoon. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies, a low around 66 degrees. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 67, and the sunny skies may taper off on Tuesday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline. We've been talking about the Community Needs Assessment, a charge to the county's Human Services Advisory Council by the freeholders to determine whether or not successful or need to be improved. Services and programs for human services and social services are where they should be at, and we're going to be relying on all of you to fill out those surveys. That should be ready for you in October. There'll be more news on that as to where you can get a survey to fill it out or how we're going to come out and reach you to do those surveys. So we've been working on that diligently. And I just want to say that our programs and services, of course, include the helpline 24/7, 365 days out of the year. But I'm going to focus in on our Senior Disability Services Division because we are in need of friendly visitors for our friendly visitor program. We have quite a number of people on the waiting list. And we need you to step up, be a volunteer, visit a senior once or twice a week just to check in, have a social chat, maybe read the newspaper together, play cards, crochet, whatever your interests are. We try to match that with one of our senior friends. It's an extremely rewarding program. That's how I got involved with 100 and Helpline years ago as a friendly visitor volunteer. And it is just an amazing experience, absolutely amazing experience. So we do need volunteers. We are going to have orientation coming up in the first week of September. And we want you to come and be oriented, get trained, and be matched with one of our seniors, some of whom are very homebound and don't get out. And this would be their only social opportunity. So you're doing great work when you volunteer with us. The Friendly Visitor Program, like I said, is rewarding both for the volunteer and for the senior, and truly I don't think you will be disappointed at all. If you want to volunteer, you can call us at 908-782-4357. We'll sign you up. There are two opportunities to come and be trained, and we try to make it as easy as possible for you. And, of course, you can reach us at any time because of the helpline at 1-800-272-4630 if you're facing a challenge, if you need emergency services, etc. So come volunteer with 100 and Helpline. We run on volunteers. If all of our different programs, if we had to hire people, it would be, well, it would put us out of business. Obviously, we depend upon grants, as I talked about before, grants from the county, grants from the state, grants from private industry and foundations, and, of course, donations and contributions from businesses and individuals. So we need you to volunteer. But more importantly than us needing you to volunteer is the need among seniors in Hunterdon County who would so benefit by a visit from you. Studies have proven that social interaction just doesn't help your mental health. It actually helps your physical health, and really quite fascinating. So for someone who is trying to age in place or somebody who is already in a facility, whether it's assisted living or a nursing home, or even on Alzheimer's facility. We have our volunteers matched with all kinds of people in all kinds of situations, and always, 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 these visits are so, so appreciated. And our services aren't just clustered in one area. So we have the need in Clinton. We have the need in Milford. We have a need in Lambertville and Frenchtown, truly throughout Hunterdon County, particularly in some of the more rural places, because again, those people are in fact, isolated. They don't even sometimes get to step out outside their front door and see a neighbor. So this is a really important service that you would be doing, and we really want to start the fall season with a bang. We want to see an increase in our friendly visitor volunteers so that we know that our waiting list is dwindling and more people are being served. And again, the smile on somebody's face when you show up is just huge, absolutely huge. You know, what's interesting is we even have clients who actually do live with their family. But again, remember, as you and I, we have so many things on our plate. You may be gone the whole day because you're working, and so your mom or dad is sitting there with just the TV to keep them busy in many instances. And just think that somebody could come in and sit down and have a conversation, share photos, just talk about the news, talk about the weather, whatever. It's just a chat. We also have the volunteer shopper program for those people who can't get out and shop, and our volunteers do the shopping for them. They do not take the client with them. And many of our friendly visitor volunteers also provide that service as well, which is just really, really nice. But otherwise, you're not there to clean up. You're not there to cook or move things around or take the person out. You're really there just to sit down and have a wonderful chat. And when I was a friendly visitor, I was with my friend for, I think, 4 or 5 years. And I went with her. I visited her in her apartment in Flemington. I followed her when she had to go into the hospital. I followed her when she had to go into the rehab. And ultimately visited her in long-term nursing home and till the end. And I think about her all the time now that she's gone. And I really, while I'm sad that she passed away, I still feel so good about the relationship we established and the love that we had for each other. And it's a gift she gave me, truly a gift that she gave me right up till the end. And like I said, if you're listening, you want to do something worthwhile, even on your lunch hour, run out, say hello to somebody, that's great. That's wonderful. We want you. We want you. So all you have to do is call 908-782-4357. Tell them that you are interested in volunteering for the Friendly Visitor Program. And we will, right there and then, sign you up, send you the information, and get you registered for the orientation that's coming up in the first week of September. You can also visit our website at www.helplinehc.org. Helplinehc.org. That's helplinehc.org. You can see all of our programs on the website. We do quite a bit in addition to our 24/7 helpline. And there's also a link there to sign up as a volunteer. It does ask you what you're interested in. So if you are interested in being a friendly visitor, you would simply make a note of that. And our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful volunteer programs coordinator, Stacy, will give you a call, get you set up, and get you started. And again, we try to match the volunteer and the senior according to preferences, obviously according to their schedule, but also their geography. So it is convenient for the volunteer to make that visit. Certainly, you know, we're not going to match somebody who lives in Lambertville with somebody who lives in Clinton, unless, of course, they want to or they work in Clinton or what have you. But we do try to make it as easy as possible for you to visit every week. And like I said, usually once or twice a week. I know that I visited my friend with a set schedule and then would call her up to make sure she could receive me. If I was going by the ice cream parlor and wanted to bring her a treat or found something, a magazine or whatever that I wanted to drop off, you cannot imagine even a drive-by being as appreciated as our clients do, because again, it may be their only social opportunity. Or like I said, even if they're living at home, you know, we become their friends. They're not just sitting there waiting for their caregivers' friends to show up. It's something that they have ownership of. This is my friend. This is someone who comes to visit me and not just the family. So very, very important program that we provide. And of course, it is free thanks to our volunteers. It is free to our seniors who are recipients of the program. So we encourage you again, 908-782-4357. 908-782-4357. And we'll be right back after our sponsors tell you a little bit about the interesting things that they do.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline. Hands Across Hunterdon, our radio show, ever since the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce started the station, and it's been a wonderful ride. I really have enjoyed so much of the guests that we have on, the topics that we talk about. It's a great way to tell you not just about Hunterdon Helpline, but all the other organizations and what they're doing in our county. And I'm so excited today, especially because we've been talking about collaborating with other organizations and our obvious community needs assessment plans and so forth. That was at the beginning of the show. And then we moved into our friendly visitor program and how it's so important that we encourage you as volunteers to reach out to our seniors, make them feel at home, help them age in place. It costs $65,000 a year for someone that's an average, just an average, to go into a facility in New Jersey. And so our free programs and services for seniors help them age in place and are free. So yes, eventually they might end up in a facility, but we try to help them as long as possible to stay in their own environment. And of course, the Friendly Visitor Program does that, and with your help also makes them healthy both mentally and physically, and puts a smile on their face when you show up. And I talked about our wonderful volunteer programs coordinator, Stacy, who just walked into the station and is going to join us.
Hello.
There you go. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm putting her on the spot this morning. She had a few other things to do, but I think, you know, the last few minutes of our show, I think it's important for you to talk to our listeners about our volunteer programs. And I told them that I started out as a friendly visitor volunteer.
Yes.
And you started out as a telephone insurance volunteer.
Yes, I did.
I know. So that's even better because, you see, we at Helpline, we not only talk the talk, Stacey, but we walk the walk.
Yes, we do.
And who better to employ than people who really understand our programs, because you were in the trenches. Telephone reassurance program, we call people once or several times a day, again, just for a social chat or a medication reminder to see if they're okay. And wasn't it, like, just so interesting? Most of our staff love the telephone reassurance program because we just have a great rapport with the people over the phone. We become attached and...
Yes, it's very fun to talk to them. There's a few of them who like to garden. They like to go outside, have lots of fun. So they talk to us about things that they like to do during the day, which is a good thing.
And what's nice, too, is that suddenly you realize you have interests same as them. We had someone who we used to call all the time who had parrots just like me.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about gardening. One of our clients is just a fantastic gardener. And my husband is very grateful to her because I used to throw out my geraniums every year at the end of the summer thinking that they're just going to die. And she told me, no, bring them in the house.
Yes.
And with minimum of care, because my daughter Danielle will tell you, Stacy, that I forget sometimes to water the plants.
Yes, I know.
But with a minimal amount of care, those geraniums lasted the whole year.
That's fantastic.
So it's a give and take. We learn from them. They learn from us. And you're never too old to learn.
Never too old.
So I was telling people about the Friendly Visitor Program. And to please call to be a volunteer or to go on the website. What's your take on why a person should volunteer? Why did you volunteer?
Well, it's very rewarding to do something for somebody else. And I enjoyed talking with people and visiting with them and just hearing what, you know, their stories and what they have to say and the wonderful many things that they do. It's very rewarding and, you know, it helps you do something good for some other people.
And by doing good for other people, you definitely...
You feel wonderful. It gives you a good feeling inside.
Really?
Yes.
And I said, too, that studies have been shown that socialization... You know, I like to do animal analogies because of my farm. But that we are herd animals. We want to be part of a pack, part of a herd. And so I said that there are studies shown that seniors with social interaction improve both mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what they didn't say in that study?
What?
By us socializing with them, we're improving our health.
Yes, we are. We're sharper. We're more clear. We have more to say. Yes.
So it works both ways. It's not just about them.
It's about us, too.
All of us together. So, really amazing. Absolutely amazing that some of our seniors... Tomorrow, we have someone who is turning 99.
Wow.
So we're
really, a milestone.
I know. And she's also an inspiration, just sharp as a tack and talks politics. She keeps abreast of both sides.
Politics is one of Susan's favorite subjects.
Yes, it is. as a former journalist who covered politics, you just can't drag me away. But it's wonderful to talk to her. Do you believe that? 99 years of age and...
Quite a life.
Quite a life of politics, presidents, technology, yes. Things that have changed. The landscape has changed. Mm-hmm. Opportunities that she had versus the opportunities her grandchildren have had. I just can't imagine. I used to look at my grandparents and say, oh my gosh, you know, you went through, not that this is great, but two world wars and changing times and the depression. 99.
Yeah, she's seen a lot of things.
Absolutely. And we're going to try to provide her with programs and services. So next year, we're going to be celebrating her 100th birthday.
Her 100th birthday. That's fabulous.
That's my goal.
Yes, that's a good thing.
And that's what our programs do. Like I said, age in place, keep you mentally and physically fit. Even the phone calls make a difference in their lives.
Yes, we are a bright spot in their day.
And they tell us that.
Yes, they do.
The only thing I don't like, Stacey, is because we were talking about the community needs assessment and what that survey is going to do for us as providers in the county, that we can improve upon our services. The only thing I don't like about our wonderful seniors is that they love us too much. I want them to be more honest.
Yes,
about what works and what doesn't work, and they're so kind.
Because they're very appreciative for the service that we provide them.
Absolutely. But I have to convince them that they can slap us on the wrist occasionally and say, you're not 100% perfect, because we know we're not 100% perfect.
No, we have a lot to learn.
We do, always. Always, mm-hmm. always, always. And Stacey and I, to move away from the seniors for a minute and go to literacy, that was exciting this week, too, because we had two roundtable in-services for our literacy tutors. As some of you know, we have literacy services of Hunterdon Helpline, teaches English to both native English-speaking people, adults, and also ESL adult learners, and that's fascinating. I also was a literacy tutor and before becoming employed by Helpline. And so we had these two different roundtable discussions. I mean, the topics were the same, but we wanted everybody to come. So we held one in the evening and one during the day. And the best part about this, even though we provide them with resources, we talk about how they can improve this, that, or the other thing. The best part about it is they are teaching each other and they're teaching us.
Yes.
I mean, I came out of there. I know you were scribbling like a bat out of hell.
Lots of notes were taken, that's for sure.
Yes, because they had great suggestions because they're in the trenches. So when we talk about our volunteers, I want y'all who are listening, you have ownership. You are able to come in, not just volunteer, not just do the program, coordinate, give your all. But please make the suggestions. You have an opportunity to really help us grow and be better every day.
Yes. We would appreciate anything that you can provide. An hour, 2 hours a week is a wonderful thing.
And to do that, call 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357, or visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc, all one word, helplinehc.org. Stacey, aren't you lucky? We ran out of time.
Oh, darn. I'm sorry about that.
So next Friday, we're going to snag her for a longer period because she's got a lot of programs and services to talk about for Helpline. But not just, we're not in a bubble. again, we work with the other organizations all the time, and it's just been fascinating. 3 months you've been with us. Has it been fascinating?
Yes, yes. I've loved my time.
Did I pay you to say that?
No, you did not pay me to say that.
In a way, I did. Well, we've got to go. Coming up next, Home Sweet Home.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon.